Grace and peace to you in God, who is our Father and our Mother, and in Jesus Christ, our Savior and friend. Jesus told a parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. Jesus is preparing to tell another story about prayer, about how to pray and the effects of prayer. In the story of the persistent widow that we heard last week, Jesus encouraged his followers to pray continually and to not lose heart. He encouraged them to trust in God's presence and goodwill for their lives. In today's reading, Jesus looks more closely at the way the prayer approaches God in prayer. He tells a simple story contrasting a self-righteous Pharisee and a humble tax collector. Now, both of these characters, the Pharisee and the tax collector, have had an ongoing role in the story that Luke tells about Jesus. If you remember, it was when the Pharisees were grumbling about the sinful, unworthy tax collectors that Jesus told stories of the lost coin, the lost sheep, and the prodigal father. Jesus emphasized that the tax collectors, or any other group that are considered to be sinners, outsiders, or unworthy, were exactly the people that God is anxiously waiting to welcome home. And so when we hear the setup of the story, two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. We already have some idea of what to expect, don't we? We kind of know how this is going to play out. This Pharisee is going to fall short in some way, and the tax collector will receive God's grace. First, the Pharisee. The Pharisee is actually a model believer in terms of his life and conduct. By all the standards of the law, a law that Jesus himself does affirm, the Pharisee is righteous. The difficulty is not his righteousness, but his self-righteousness. That phrase in our translation that says that he is standing alone, the Pharisee stands alone to pray, can also be interpreted as saying that he prays concerning himself. So he stands there and he talks all about himself. Lord, I thank you that I am not like other people. I fast, I give. He may direct the prayer to God, but his attention is entirely focused on himself. His righteousness is no gift of grace, no miracle of mercy. Rather, it is entirely his own accomplishment. He looks to God simply to validate his judgment of himself. What's more, his utter conviction of his own righteousness leads him to hold others in contempt. His righteousness becomes the standard by which he judges all others. His world is utterly, irrevocably divided into two sides, the righteous and unrighteous, the moral, the immoral. Such a moral geography leaves him no room for either ambiguity or grace. That Pharisee is righteous, but he has bought his righteousness at the cost of relationship. His relationship with God, who stands only as a divine validator of his own goodness, and the relationship with any others whom he deems contemptible. The tax collector, on the other hand, is fully aware that he falls short. He is fully aware of his dependence on God, and he comes to God with humility and also with faith and trust. He knows that what he has done wrong in his life, God can make right. Where he has been hurt, he looks to God for healing. He reaches out to God to ask for mercy, and in so doing, makes a connection with God who wants to give that mercy. There's a church over at Taylor Ranch and Montaño, Mesa View Methodist Church, and they used to have one of those big animated signs. And one message that was up there for a long time has stuck in my head. Not a place, but a people. Not a religion, but a relationship. The story of the Pharisee and the tax collector reminded me of that message. The Pharisee is all caught up in the trappings of religion, religious observance, and laws of righteous living. But the Pharisee misses the most important things. He misses God and his own dependence on God. He doesn't ask anything of God. He justifies himself, and so he never knows the gift of God's mercy. He says, God, I thank you. But his words are not words of gratitude. They are words of self-congratulations. He does not see the God who gave him life and who blesses him with all good things. He considers himself responsible for all his own goodness and blessing. And so he misses that gift of love and mercy that God is ready to give. The Pharisee's attitude also cuts him off from other people, such as the tax collector standing at the temple with him. His own position of security and piety does not give him room for compassion for a fellow prayer who is clearly suffering. The tax collector beats his breast in the Hebrew gesture of shame and grief. He can only look down on the tax collector as a sinner, an outsider, not a fellow believer or a member of the same community of faith. One of the things that Jesus was constantly trying to teach those who heard him is the value that God places on the ones society calls sinners. There is more rejoicing, Jesus says, when one lost sinner repents than for 99 righteous, self-righteous, have it all together, doing it on my own, thank you, people who never needed to be found. The feast at God's table welcomes all people, and especially those that the Pharisee holds in contempt. The takeaway from this lesson is often a message not to be too proud, not to get caught up in our own goodness and righteous living. Don't be too sure of your own righteousness, the story says. To be honest, that is not a problem I have seen often in my years of ministry. More often, I see people who, like the Pharisee, are convinced that their own righteousness, their goodness, their worthiness and value in the world depends on their own good deeds and just right belief system. Yet, unlike the Pharisee, they persist in the belief that they are not good enough. I see people who have been hurt and take that hurt as judgment on themselves, dwelling in shame and self-blame. The good news that this story offers is the invitation to be like the tax collector. Not necessarily in all his grief and shame, but sometimes that is where we are. But in his willingness to bring his grief, his shame, his struggle, whatever is in his life, all his feelings to God in prayer. We are invited to be like the tax collector in his awareness of his dependence on God and his readiness to seek and receive God's love and mercy. Jesus says that he leaves justified, which means made righteous, made right by what God does for him. And that is the same gift given to each one of us. The story of the Pharisee and tax collector reminds us that God is always prepared to offer grace and mercy. When we can allow ourselves to depend on God for our rightness, rather than ourselves or what others say about us, then we can truly experience the grace and healing that God has to offer. Thanks be to God. Amen.